Dr. Marcus and Professor Oster are still here with us, and we have a question now that I think a lot of people are going to be asking as we enter the summer months. It involves travel.
Greetings. This is Timothy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. A friend of mine is proposing coming up in June from New Orleans, taking an airplane for about 4 days a visit. And my question is this even beginning to be rational at this point, or is this something that could be done safely?
Professor Oster, in the scheme of risk-taking during this pandemic, where would air travel for a four-day visit fall?
I mean, I think this would fall pretty far in the risk space. You know, it's hard to say don't do it. You know, you could do it in a safer or less safe way, but I think relative to a lot of the other questions we got, this feels like a pretty big risk for a pretty small reward when you're combining air travel and a short visit and a lot of, you know, exposure.
So, Dr. Marcus, can you recommend a couple ways to change this scenario that might make it less risky and might make it safer?
Yeah, I mean, there's always things that we can do, almost always, to reduce risk. So in this case, it'd be much more time consuming, but you could drive, which would reduce, you know, potential exposure in airports and on the airplane. You could also think about, again, this is time consuming, but quarantining, both of you quarantining on either end of the trip. So, you know, up to 2 weeks before and after. But that's really, I mean, now we're talking about a lot of considerations for...
It's a big jump from a four-day trip to a two-week quarantine on either end.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, our next question comes from Suzanne in Albuquerque.
What information is available to help parents decide to send children back to daycare or preschool?
So if a parent is talking to the person who runs their daycare or preschool that has said it's going to open up, what questions would you recommend they ask?
I think it's along the same lines as the question around summer camps and just trying to understand whether what kind of attention the daycare is paying to guidelines that the CDC has put out around hand hygiene and social distancing. For example, they've recommended that the same group of kids stay with the same teacher all week. You know, often at our own kids' daycare, the teachers will switch around, and that's obviously going to increase the risk of transmission. So I'd encourage people to take a look at that guidance and try to see what their own daycare is doing. But the same considerations are going to hold true around, you know, this is not, you can't eliminate risk, and it really is going to come down to whether the benefits to your family outweigh the potential risk.
Okay, and before we have to conclude, let's just take one more question from Anne in Oregon, who writes, I live alone and have a partner who also lives alone. Is it okay for us to visit each other's houses? Professor Oster, what would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see that as being very different than being in the same home. If you're in your house and you get in your car and you drive to their house and then you're in their house, it's just kind of like you have a giant house. Maybe you should be like two houses. I think if you really dug into how is that any different, I don't really see that that's any different.
Is there anything that you would tell the, let's say, the judgy folks among us who might be scolding and clucking their tongues at the people who are taking some of these steps you're recommending?
I think that, you know, we want to think about the costs and benefits on both sides of the coin.
All right. Dr. Julia Marcus is an epidemiologist and assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. Professor Emily Oster is a professor of economics at Brown University and co-founder of ExplainCOVID.org. Really appreciate your both being here and answering these questions tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have questions, go to npr.org/national conversation. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.